I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Walter Perez and Parker Bagley are both starring in the new teen horror comedy Detention. The movie, directed by Joseph Kahn and also starring Dane Cook and Josh Hutcherson, is about a group of teens that has to survive their last night of high school. That's going to be hard because a slasher movie killer has seemingly come to life. They're going to survive, only if they can get out of detention. Unfortunately, when I talk to them, we're at a bar with lots of noise, so sometimes they're hard to hear. You gotta love South by Southwest. Walter and Parker talk to me about the film, how they got started, and crazy auditions. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Walter and Parker.
How did you guys get involved in the film?
Audition process.
Yeah,
just to get a call from me. Went in and read for Joseph. And it was interesting for me. I went in and did my thing. Actually, I went in for like early. I thought this was like a Friday or something. And I ended up going on Wednesday by accident. So I got a chance to meet Joseph that day. And he actually just offered the role to me on the spot. He was kind of running
nice.
Me. Yeah, so that was my experience.
I actually got involved completely by accident. I didn't mean to be shooting a movie. I showed up on set because I made a wrong turn. And he was like, dude, you're perfect. Let's do this thing.
And I was all like, the time.
Fuck yeah.
Now, I was talking to Joseph, and he said that you guys had like a 2-week rehearsal process.
Not my character. No.
I had a long rehearsal process. Because I mean, I had to do all sorts of shit. I mean, I got cast as, you know, the role. And we were shooting in like 7 weeks, and so I had 7 weeks to go from what Joseph has so lovingly called a heroin junkie body to looking like a jock. So I had like 7 weeks to put on like 35 pounds.
How do you do that?
Just eat steroids.
No. Nice.
Yeah, just eating. I mean, I was at the gym for like hours a day, and I have never been to the gym in my life. And just like 7,000 calories a day, something ridiculous. So that was like kind of part of my rehearsal process. When as far as straight up rehearsals go, yeah, I think it was just like about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that the Taylor Lautner? Taylor Lautner?
Yeah. Exactly.
So once the movie was over, did you immediately stop going to the gym?
Immediately. Yeah. I am never going back ever.
That sounds miserable, that part.
Yeah.
Let's see. So you said you got the audition like right. You got the part right then and there. Do you know how many guys you saw before?
You saw a few.
Yeah.
It was a few guys. I'm not sure exactly how many, but I mean, maybe like 35, 40 guys.
Yeah. So I told you right in the room.
Yeah. Apparently, I guess. Yeah. A bunch of guys have gone in, and then we had nailed it.
Yeah.
And so I showed up and did my thing, and it was like, hey, you got it. Like,
yeah.
It's rare to, you know, to get an offer right there in the room. Obviously, it's a verbal agreement, you know,
yeah.
At that point. But I was hoping that it was going to happen. You know? And I was like, okay, I have my agent. Right? You guys call my agent?
Yeah.
You're about to
know. Now, just like the past auditions, but you guys have like nightmare audition stories? Like where you just completely fucked it up in the room.
Oh, yeah. I got more of those than I do successful audition stories. I don't know. I do this thing where it either all comes together in like the final hour, like under pressure, or the pressure kicks in, and I am somewhat of a Japanese earthquake, and everything just is a disaster. And it usually happens when I'm screen testing. So yeah, I've just so many times where it's been like, okay, you know what? I know you're not supposed to do this, but we're just going to stop right now, and I'm going to do this over, and I'm sorry, but this is working.
You got any?
Yeah, no, I've got a few. I mean, as actors, you have your off days, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I've got a few. Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Where'd you guys get your start? How'd you, where are you guys from?
I mean, yeah, I'm from New York, so I have like a theater background. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, most of what I've done. And, you know, I started doing film back there. I mean, New York only has kind of so much to offer in that arena. You know, you got, like, soap operas, Law and Order, and indies. And so once I got all those staples, I went out to L.A. But, yeah, mostly my thing is theater.
You know, plan to go back, do any theater?
It's... Film is just so much easier. Yeah. it's so much less work. So I'd like to eventually, but I like where it's at right now.
Yeah, you can live out not here, L.A. now.
Yeah.
What about you? How'd you get here?
I started dancing when I was like 7, and then so I was always on stage and did community theater for a while. And it wasn't until I graduated high school where I started like auditioning professionally. And my start would have been, I guess, the first show I ever did was the District show back in the day. That kind of
Is that shot in D.C.?
That was shot in Culver City,
okay,
California. Yeah.
Because I remember I had an audition for that, because I used to live in D.C. Maybe they were doing exteriors.
Well, yeah, they would shoot exteriors, like I think every every winter or something.
Yeah,
shoot stuff out there. You know, but I guess that's where I got my start.
Yeah.
But they're doing it since. It's going good so far.
Yeah.
I'm here at South Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. How you guys like it here?
It's great, man.
Yeah, I mean, Austin's just like a dog town.
Yeah.
I love it here. So it's cool to have a reason to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just being a critic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I lived here for like 2.5 months. I was shooting with Friday Night Lights.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was here for a while, and I got to really enjoy it. Awesome.
And finally, my last question: what's your advice to actors?
Persistence.
Drugs.
And alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol.
Which one? Is there one you do first?
List?
Methamphetamine. Yeah, I mean, I guess just if your heart's in it, you know, don't. Just roll with the punches.
Yeah.
And just keep trucking.
Yeah, there'll be ups and downs. But stick around.
Maybe one day you'll have a career like us.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.